15 lines in the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, and although in the Mishnah we saw that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, that although by all Karbonos, aside from a Karbon Chatos, doing Zrikas Hadam, there's a requirement for Shtei Matanei Shein Abba, however if a Kohen only performs one Zrika, then it would still be Mechapa and it would effectuate Kapara. And as we saw, the Mekar, at least according to Beis Shammai, and at least according to some Demand Amrim, is from the Pasuk and Pashas where Eidah stated, V'dam Zvachach Yishafech. However, the Mishnah taught us that there's machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to how many matanos are required by Karbon Chatos, and although certainly lechatchila there's a requirement to have four matanos, the four Kranei Samos Beach, and as the Pesukim state, the lokach hakayim midam machatos be'etzpoi v'nosan alkanos mizbech ha'ila v'asdam b'yishpoich l'yisayin mizbech ha'ila. However, Beis Shammai holds that only two of those matanos are ma'akev, whereas Beis Hillel holds only one of those matanos are going to be ma'akev. And before we continue, let us point out that in Pashas Vayikra, when the Torah speaks about a Karbon Chatos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, so the Torah initially speaks about the Chatos of a Nasi who brings a Seir Izin L'Chatos, and the Torah then speaks about the Chatos of a Yochid who could bring either a Kispo Seira, and the Torah speaks about the Pasha of Seira, and then the Pasha of Kispo. In all three of these Pashas, the Torah mentions that the Kohen should place the Dam Al Kanis Mizbeach Ha'ila, and although in our Torah all three mentions are actually written Chasar, however our Gemara will tell us that two of the mentions should be written chasa without a vav, and only one of the mentions is written male with a vav. As we already saw in Masechta Sanhedrin, there's a general machlekes if yesh ein lemikra or yesh ein lemiseris. And when dashing psukim, do we look at the actual kri and how we read the pasuk, and we read all three as if it says kranais, which is male, and therefore each one would be lashin rabim and miit rab mishtayim. And since the Torah mentions the word kranais three times, so it would seem to refer to six corners. And the Gemara will tell us that Beis Shammai holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra. However, if we hold Yesh Eim L'Miserius, then we only dash in the Psukim based on the way it's written in the Torah, and since two of them are Chasar and only one is Malay, so it's as if we only have four mentions of Kranes in the Torah, and the Gemara will tell us that Beis Hillel holds Yesh Eim L'Miserius. And let us just read the Psukim inside, as the Pasuk B'negei, the carbon of the Nasi states, V'lokach ha'koyim midam ha'chatus be'etzpa'ai v'nosan ha'kanes mizbech ha'ila v'azdam yishbech l'yisoy mizbech ha'ila. And the pasuk b'negei the seira of the carbon yochid states v'lokach hakayim midama be'etzba'ai v'nosan alkanis mizbech ha'ila that's called dama yishbech l'yisoy hamizbech. And b'negei the kispa of the chatas of the yochid the Torah states v'lokach hakayim midama chatas be'etzba'ai v'nosan alkanis mizbech ha'ila that's called dama yishbech l'yisoy hamizbech. Based on this hakdama, let us see the Gemara as the Gemara quotes from a mishnah v'chatas shtei matanos that Beis Shammai holds that two matanos by a carbon chatas is me'akev, and Amar Rav Huna my time in the Beis Shammai, and Rav Huna asks what is the makar and what is the reason for Beis Shammai, and he explains that Beis Shammai holds Yeshim L'Mikra, and we read the pasuk as if the pasuk states Kranais 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 Mole, and I read Kansheish, and therefore we have six mentions of corners, Abol Mitzvah, and four come to teach us that there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to place the blood on the corner of the mizbeach, v'shtayim la'akev, and since the Torah repeats the word Kranais an extra two times, and we have a klal that shana l'vakos la'akev, therefore only two of the matanis hadam on the kranos would be ma'akev. And Rav Huna continues, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel holds yesh im l'miseres, and two of the mentions of kranos that are written in the Torah are chaser. Therefore, karnas, karnas, kranos, so arikan arbo, it's as if the Torah only wrote the word karen four times, and sholosh l'mitzvah v'achas la'akev, and therefore three of the matanis are only l'chatchila, only one of the matanis are going to be ma'akev. However, the Gemara is, ve'imakul l'mitzvah, that since the Torah only mentioned the word karen four times, we should learn that all the matanis are only l'chatchila, and none of the matanis would be ma'akev. As Rashi states, ve'in kan achas la'akev, shari l'shona ba'achas ben, as we didn't repeat the word kranais an extra time in order to teach us the din that it's ma'akev. And the Gemara now has two mehalchim, as number one, kapara b'chdila yashkan, that we never find that someone could have kapara without having any matanis hadam, and therefore it must be that at least one of the matanis hadam will be ma'akev. And the Gemara continues, v'yibayisema, or if you want, I could tell you another teretz that Hainu Tainu Beis Hillel, that this is the reason for Beis Hillel, as a Hani Mikra of a Hani Miseris, that since the Torah actually has a Kri and a Ksiv, therefore we have to look at both of them. Now Hani Mikra L'Tfuye Chada, V'Hani Miseris L'Bitzuri Chada, since based on the Kri, there are six mentions of Kranais, therefore Beis Shammai would be correct that two of the Matanais are Ma'akev. However, based on the Miseris, there are only four mentions of Kranais, therefore none of the Matanais should be Ma'akev. Therefore, we look at the midpoint point, and only one of the matanis will be ma'akev. And Ayin Rashi, Yahani Kro, the mashma sheish, Bahani Mysterious, the mashma ba, Hilkach Tafi Chad Mysterious, Ubatsa Chadim Mikra, Bahavalu Chomesh, Nimsa Shoshana Ba'achas, and therefore we go to the midpoint. Ayin Tesis Diva Masl Harikan sheish, where Tesis bothered according to the first Teretz of Gemara, that Kapara Bechdi Leeshchan, then why would Beis Shammai need six mentions of the word Kranais if just by having five mentions, we should also be able to have a Makar, that two of the matanis are ma'akev, and as Tesis is, Vim Taima Bechomish Sogi, the La'achas Le'itzrich, the Kapara Bechdi Leeshchan, and Tesis is, the Dilma Beis Shammai, Lesley Haitaima. The Gemara now continues that in the Beis Ema, the Gemara stated that according to Beis Hillel, we have to look both at the Kri and the Ksiv. The Gemara will ask a series of three questions, one from the Dinam of Tfilin, one from the Dinam of Sukkos, and one from the Dinam of Tumas Yerledes. Before we continue, let us point out that there are three Pashas that discuss the Mitzvah of Tfilin, and in Pashas Boy, the Torah states, V'hoi lo'is al yotchol u'teitofes b'ninecha, ki b'choy zikir ratzianu Hashem Mitzrayim, and Pashas Veschanan, and the Pashas of Shema, the Torah states, u'kshatim lo'is al yodecha, v'hoi lo'teitofes b'ninecha, and finally in Pashas Ru'ei, in the Pashas v'hoyim Shemaya, the Torah states, u'kshatim lo'isam lo'is al yadchem, v'hoi lo'teitofes b'ninechem. The word teitofes refers to the Tfilin Shel Reish, and as we know, the Tfilin Shel Reish has four compartments in which we place the four Pashas of the Tfilin, and our Gemara holds that the mention of the Teitofes in Pashas Veschanan and Pashas Re'ei is written chasa without a vav, and only the word the Teitofes in Pashas Boi is written with a vav, and the ksiv is lamed tes vav, tes feisaf. And keep in mind that in our Torahs, the word the Teitofes in Pashas Re'ei is also written male, but our Gemara now continues and asks a question on Beis Hillel, the Bishleim according to our first Teretz, that Beis Hillel holds Yeshim Lumiserius, so it makes sense why we have four Pashas in the Tefillin, as we have only four mention of the word of Teitofes, and therefore teaches us that we should have four separate compartments in the Tefillin Shel Reish. However, the Gemara now is that according to the second Teretz that we had, that a Beis Hillel looks both at the Kri and the Ksiv, so Elam Ata Latatfas Latatfas Teitofes Harikan Abba Ahani Mikra Vahani Miserius and Chamisha Bati Boy Lumeved, the Lachir according to Beis Hillel, since based on the Miserius and based on the Ksiv, there was only four mentions of Teitofes, and based on the Kri, there's six mentions of the word Teitofes. So L'chari, we should now settle on the midpoint, and there should be a requirement to have five batim in the Tefillin Shel Reish. The Gemara explains that in the Chanami, according to the Manda Om Masechta Sanhedrin, who is Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that we purely follow the Ksiv and we purely follow Yeshim L'Miserius, then certainly we can learn the requirement for four batim from the four mentions of the word Teitofes. However, if Beis Hillel will hold that we have to look at the Kri and the Ksiv, and in the Chanami, his Mekar, that Tefillin Shel Reish have four batim, is not based on the Chosem Mole of the Teitofes, the Teitofes, but Savla Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Sul, Holy Rabbi Kiva, the Amatat Bekaspi Shtayim, and Paspa Afriki Shtayim, although we touch the word Teitofes as Tefillin Shel Reish, but it really comes from two separate words, which are really foreign words, and the Kaspi language, the word Tat means two, and the African language, the word Pas means two, and Mimelu, the word Teitofes, actually means four batim, and this is the actual definition of the word Teitofes, that there's a requirement to have Tefillin Shel Reish that are made up of four compartments. And Ayin and Tesis Dino Maskel Tat Bekaspi Shtayim, where Tesis bothered that since the Torah mentioned the word Teitofes three times, so im kaili bay tre sari bati, so there should be a requirement to have 12 compartments, as the word Teitofes means four times three equals 12. And Tesis answers that since we just explained that the word Teitofes actually means four, therefore it's as if the Torah says that there's a requirement for four batim, and Enoch Havalu Kapashish Nemer Venishness, Vladom Lukranish, Enam in Kasubavirish, and therefore it's not similar to the word Kranais, where the Torah is actually not defining explicitly as to how many corners and how many matanis are required. And Tez continues and brings another Teretz, Rabbi Yehuda Mekubil Mefarish, the Chad Tatvas Lugufei, that one of the words Teitofes are actually coming to teach us as a mitzvah to wear tefillin, the Enoch Tati, Oslam Minyan Batim, Beloshin Kasbi, Beloshin Afriki, and then between the other two Lushainais, then we actually see that there's a requirement for four batim, which are taught to us Beloshin Afriki, and also four batim Beloshin Kasbi, but it's not separate batim, and just teaching us that there's a requirement for four total batim. And the Gemara continues with another question, as if you're telling me that Beis Hillel hold that we have to look not only at the Ksiv, but also at the Kri, so Elam Ata Basukas 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 Ahani Mikra Vahani Maseris Chamisha Dafnasa Boilam Evad, and since in Pashas Emor, when the Torah speaks about the Pasha of Sukkah, so the Torah tells us Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim Kol Ezech B'Yisrael Yeshuva Basukas, and then the Pasuk states L'man Yehidu Derisechem Ki Basukas Eshavtis B'Yisrael B'Yitzio Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem Alekechem, and the first two mentions of basukais are written chasar, and the last mention is written malay, based on the ksiv, it's as if the Torah wrote the word sukais four times, and based on the kri, which are all malay, so it's as if the Torah wrote the word sukais six times, and if so, we should look at the kri as well as the ksiv, and based on the kri, there should be a requirement for six walls, and based on the ksiv, there should be a requirement for four walls, and we should therefore settle on the midpoint, and there should be a requirement for five walls, and we continue on daf lamed chesem and aleph, and the Gemara responds, Hasam dal chad kor lugufei v'chad l'schacha, nasoi hilchusa v'gurat l'shlishes v'kimta tefach, that in a chenami b'negei sukkah, we do look at it as if there's a mention of five sukkahs. However, one of those mentions is used in order to teach us that it's a mitzvah sukkah, and therefore we're only left with four mentions, and then one of the mentions we use in order to teach us that it's a requirement to have schach, and therefore we are now only left with three mentions, and really there should be a requirement for three full walls. However, as we know, it is Allah l'meshim sinai b'negei mechitzais, and Allah l'meshim sinai tells us that the third wall of a sukkah could even be a tefach, and as Rashi states, and Hainu d'tran, and that's why the Mishnah Masechet the sukkah teaches us, shtayim kilchason, and shlishis afilu tefach. Finally, the Gemara asks this third question, as how can you say that Basil follows both the Kri and the Ksiv, but el me'ata v'tamashvu ayim, shivim ahani krav, v'hani miseris, and therefore, b'on v'train b'yil mesav, and this question is relevant to the din of Tumas Yerledes, and as we know, in Pashas Tezriya, the Torah teaches us that if a woman has a son, then she has a din of Tumas Zayin, and then she's going to have a Meitaira of 33 days. However, if she gives birth to a girl, then she'll be Tumay for 14 days, and then have a Meitaira of 66 days. The way that we read the Pasuk in Pashas Tezriya is, V'm Nekeva Seile, V'tamashvu Ayim Kenidasa, V'shishim Yon, V'sheshizom, V'teshiv Al Demeitara. However, the actual Ksiv at the Mysterious of the Pasuk is the Tumas Shivim, therefore, based on the Kri, her Tumma would be for 14 days, but based on the Mysterious and the Ksiv, then Tumas Yerledes, when a woman has an Akeva, should be 70 days. If you make the Cheshbin, then the midpoint between 14 and 70 would be 42 days, and L'Cheredin should be that Tumas Yerledes for a woman that had an Akeva should be 42 days. And the Gemara answers that in the Chenami, where we're not sure if we should look at the Kri or Ksiv, then certainly we look at both. However, Shani Hasam, the Ksiv Kenidasa, but in the Pasha of Tumas Yerledes, it's clear that the way we should read the Pasuk is Shvuayim, as the Pasuk clearly states, Vim Nekeva Seile V'tama Shvuayim Kenidasa, and it tells us that Hartuma should be similar to the days of a Nida period, and since a Nida period is 7 days, so it makes sense that the word beforehand is Shvuayim, and it refers to 2 weeks, which is also telling us an amount of weeks, and just one more week than the Din of Nida. Therefore, it's Pasuk that we don't read this word as Shivim, as it's much harder to make a connection between 70 days and the standard 7 days of a Nida, and even 42 days and the standard 7 days of a Nida. And as Rashi states, Shani Hasam Nechsev Kenidasa, Mashma Shle Yeri Rakasa Leminin Yamim, El Leminin Shvoi, Shani Deshvu Echad, Vayodle Deshvuayim, Sheim Ata Oime Shivim, Eflakta Materis Nida Habe, Avol Kishata Oime Shvuayim, Kavasa Materis Nida. And Ayin Tesis, who learns a bit differently, as he explains, Pirish Kishini Dasa Yeshu Cholahisav Anakiva Yosim and Azacha, that the shear that we're increasing the Tumma of Yoledes by Njaz and Akiva is 7 days more than the shear of a zacha, and since the tumah by a zacha is 7 days, therefore the tumah when a woman has an akeva is going to be 40 days. And Taiz points out, Parakam and Sanhedrin, when we learned this sugya Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Dalid, Le'maisleil Haikinidasa Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues that although Rav Huna just brought a makar for the shita of Beis Hillel, however the Tana Maisleil Mahacha that the Tana of a Braisa learns the makar for Beis Hillel from a different makar, and once again this makar will be from the pesukim and Pashas Vayikra that discuss the chatas of a nasi and the chatas of a yachid of a kispa of a seira, and b'negei the chatas of a nasi, the Torah states that's kol chabul yaktam is beichel kachilu zevach hashlamim v'chipol of a koyim mechatas of a nisachloi. By the seira of a yachid, the Torah states that's kol chabul yasek hashihu sechilu me'al zevach shlamim v'hikti a koyim is beichel reich nechach Hashem, and once again the Torah states v'chipol of a koyim v'nisachloi, and finally b'negei the kispa, there's a similar pasuk that states that's kol chabul yasek hashihu sechilu v'abasu mizevach hashlamim v'hikti a koyim is and once again the Pasuk states, and as our Gemara states that the Pasuk stated the term V'chipa 3 times, V'chipa, V'chipa, V'chipa. The reason why the Torah had to mention these terms of V'chipa 3 times is because if we wouldn't have written it, then there would be competing svaris, and we wouldn't know how many matanais of the dam of a Karmel Chatas would be ma'akev. And the Gemara explains the Tutsdadim, Shiyachal V'loidinu, as one would have thought that it would be a svara, and only one of the matanais would be ma'akev, just like by all other kabbanais. And the way we would learn it is based on a mamitzinu, from all other kabbonis. As we know that most kabbonis, the blood was thrown on the mizbeach lemata mechut hasikra. However, the blood of the korban chatos was placed on the mizbeach lemayla mechut hasikra, and it was placed on the keren of the mizbeach. And lemaisa, the Gemara wants to say that we should compare the two as nemer dam lemata v'nemer dam lemala, since we know there's a requirement of damim when you bring a korban that's brought lemata mechut hasikra, and we also know there's a requirement of matan damim when you bring a korban where the blood is placed lemayla mechut hasikra. Therefore, ma dam amur lemata shnitana matan achas kippur. And just like we know that benegated dam that's placed lamata mechut hasikra, which is by most kabbonis, and certainly there's only a requirement for one matana, and only one matana would be ma'akev. So after marmul ma'aglish nitana matana achas kippur, and therefore the same thing would apply by korban chatos whose dam is placed lamata mechut hasikra. Only one of its matanas would be ma'akev in order to effectuate kapara. However, lemaisa is a competing svara as oiklach l'derech zu, or we could say that the svara would be an opposite svara, and the ma'amitzina would not be from the other kabbonis, but it would actually be from a different type of chatos. And as we know, there were chatos hanasus b'fnim, and for example, the parim davashel tzibor, the par koyim mashiach, as well as the parim tzorah of the koyin on Yom Kippur, all the matanis hadam of those kabbonis are certainly ma'akev. And as we will learn on the bottom of daf lamed tesef bet aleph, there's also the chatos hanasus b'fnim. The Torah mentions that there should be four matanis, and therefore we should learn ma dam amur b'fnim chisa achas ben matanis le'asul leklum. Since we see b'negeir chatos hanasus b'fnim that all its matanis as well as hazazois are all ma'akev, therefore based on the ma'amitzina we should state after dam amur b'chutz chisa achas ben matanis le'asul leklum that even b'negeir chatos achitzenis that if it would be chisa achas b'kol matanis it should be le'asul leklum and all four matanis should be ma'akev. The Gemara continues nearly midoima, and in order to decide which one we should compare to, so l'chayr we should look at which one is more similar to, and don chutz b'chutz ve'in don chutz b'mifrim. And first we would have a svara to say we should learn the korban chatos that's done on the mizbeach achitzain from the other korbanos that are also brought on the mizbeach achitzain. Therefore, only one matana should be ma'akev or klach l'derech zu. Or maybe the svara would be the opposite that don chatos va'abok kronos mechatos va'abok kronos va'chiyah chutz she'in chatos va'abok kronos. That maybe we should compare the chatos hanas b'chutz to the chatos hanas b'fnim. As number one, both are korbanos chatos, and number two, by both the matanos are not shtayim she'in aber and not done bezrika. Instead, there are four matanos that are done be'etzpa, and therefore maybe we should compare it to the korbanos chatos haprimias, and all of the matanos should be ma'akev. And therefore, the pesukim tell us the words v'chipa v'chipa v'chipa. The first word v'chipa teaches us afal pi shloi nasan al sholosh that even if you only did three matanos, there would still be kapara. And the second mention of the word v'chipa teaches us that even if you only did two matanos, then there would still be kapara. Finally, v'chipa, and the last word v'chipa teaches us afal pi shloi nasan al achas that even if you only did one matana, then it would still effectuate the korban. And this is the makar as to how Beis Hillel knows that only one matana would be ma'akev by a korban chatos. And keep in mind, based on Taisus on Daf Lamed Vav Beis, there is a tzad to say once we have just reached this maskonas hagemara, the makar that only one matan is ma'akev by the chatos achitzena is from v'chipa v'chipa v'chipa, then there's no other requirement for any other limud according to Beis Hillel. And we will learn that all other kabbonis only have a requirement of one matana based on a ma'amitzinu from a korban chatos ayin sham. And some seemingly chaylik and hold that even according to Beis Hillel, we would still require a makar as to how we would know that only one matana would be ma'akev by other kabbonis. And we'll feed this sad. Then when the original Brisa taught us that the makar that only one matana is ma'akev is from the pasuk kadavin zochachi shafek, that would be going even according to Beis Hillel. The Gemara now continues and asks a question that how could we say that we learn anything from the words v'chipa v'chipa v'chipa, but l'chayr it's not extra, as behind me b'yli l'gufei, certainly the Torah had to tell us that by bringing a korban chatos one would receive kapara. And the Gemara responds amar rava ba'adam mori asburli, that my Rebbe Ba'odo explained to me that amakra v'chipa v'nislach, then each of these psukim the Torah states v'chipa l'vakoyin, and then it states v'nislach loy, and zui kapara and zui slicha, and the word kapara and slicha are interchangeable, and therefore the word kapara in each of these psukim are extra. Therefore we could use these words for a drasha. The Gemara continues that certainly the Torah told us that l'chatchila when bringing a korban chatos the kohen has to make four matanes be'etzpa on the four kronos hamizbeach. And l'chayra, why would the Gemara state that once we have the word v'chipar, it tells us that there's no longer requirement for four matanes at all, and if you only did one matana, then that would suffice. But ema v'chipar af b'shalei nosan el shol shlemaydel v'achas l'mata, v'chipar af b'shalei nosan el shtayin l'mata v'shtayin l'maydel, v'chipar af b'shalei nosan l'maydel el l'mata. And certainly we have a cloud to fast to move, but late to faster. Therefore, therefore, when we have a mid of the chippah, so the chayyid of first the chippah should teach us that instead of having to do four matanais on the karnas of mizbeach and lemaylem and chutah sikra, the Torah is teaching us that even if one would only do three matanais lemaylem and chutah sikra and one lematam and chutah sikra, that will be mechaper. Quite possibly, if he didn't do four matanais, then maybe it would be ma'akev and it would not be a valid kapara. And similarly, when the Torah tells us a second v'chippah, so the Torah may be telling us there's only a requirement to have two matanis l'mayla mechuta sikra, but the other two matanis would still have to be l'mata mechuta sikra. And finally, the third v'chippah would be telling us that even if one didn't do any matanis l'mayla mechuta sikra, but he made four matanis l'mata mechuta sikra, that would still be valid and would still be mechaper. But how do we know that even if you only did one matana and you didn't actually do four matanis at all, that there would be a valid kapara? And l'maisa, we just glossed over this point, but the Gemara just stated that based on the third v'chippah, we would learn and since it's only the third limud, it would seem that the limud should be that even if you only did one matanal maila mechuta sikra and three lamata mechuta sikra, that would be valid. And how does the Gemara say that even if you do all four lamata mechuta sikra, that would be valid? Three lines from the wide lines of Taisis, Taisis points out Hagah Taisvis v'divrei Rashi yesh lefarish d'sfira leh kivan v'chippah shlishi asik l'shalosh lamata. And once we would have the third word v'chippah, which would teach us that one could even do three of the matanis l'mata mechuta sikra, kivan da reiv l'mata kasha. And once we see that if you have reiv of the matanis l'mata mechuta sikra, that the carbon would still be mechaper, so hu adin kulu l'mata, therefore, if all of them would be l'mata mechuta sikra, the same din would apply, as it wouldn't make sense to be mechalik between reiv of the matanis or all of the matanis being done l'mata mechuta sikra. However, the Gemara tries to answer, Amar Rav Adi bar Yitzchak, im kein betalta teres kronis, that certainly this can't be the way to learn the words v'chiper, as if you will learn it this way, then it will come out that none of the matanis are being done l'mayla mechuta sikra, and therefore you could be mevatel din of kronos. And the Torah specifically mentions the word kronos b'negei karban chatos. However, the Gemara is still bothered. V'yirachmana amar libatlu, that l'maisa, if the Torah tells us the word v'chiper and we're able to learn that all the matanis could be l'mata mechuta sikra, then in chenami this is exeris hakasov, that there is an ability to be mevatel din of kronos. And who said that the din of kronos has to be ma'akev? However, the Gemara answers amar rava ezel dovish tzarich shalosh havi oimer elu kronos. And as Taisus points out, that at this point of the Gemara is going away from its original svara. Once rave of the matanis could be done l'matam mechuta sikra, then all the matanis can be done l'matam mechuta sikra. And Rava holds that certainly we would need a makar to teach us that not only could three be done l'matam mechuta sikra, but to teach us that four could also be done l'matam mechuta sikra. And since we only have three lemudim, therefore we wouldn't be able to learn from here that if all four of the matanis are done l'matam mechuta sikra, then it would still be valid and it would effectuate kapara. And that's why we learned the word v'chiper in order to teach us that even if the kohen only does one matana and he does this matana l'mata mechuta sikra on the keren, then it would be a valid kapara. However, the Gemara is still bothered. Aim of v'chiper afal pishlei nasan al achas l'mayla v'sholosh l'mata. Although certainly Rav is correct that based on the fact that we only have the words v'chiper three times, so therefore we would not be able to learn that all of the matanas can be done l'mata mechuta sikra. But at least based on the three mentions of v'chiper, we should learn that three of the matanas could be done l'mata mechuta sikra, while one of the matanas has to be done l'mayla mechuta sikra. And how do we know that if someone did one matana and didn't do any of the other matanas, that the kapara would be valid? The Gemara answers that certainly we would not make this drasha as l'mitzina damish chetzel l'mayla v'chetzel l'mata, as we never find any other scenario where it's possible to have that some of the dam is placed above the line and some of the blood is placed below the line. Therefore, certainly we couldn't learn out the word v'chiper that afal pishlei nasan al sholosh l'mayla v'achetzel l'mata, or afal pishlei nasan al shtayim l'mata v'shtayim l'mayla, or afal pishlei nasan al achetzel l'mayla v'sholosh l'mata. Therefore, it must be that these words v'chiper are coming to teach us that even if someone didn't do a matana at all and only did one matana on the keren, then it would still be valid and it would effectuate the kapara. However, the Gemara continues and is v'loi, and is it true that we never find dam shechetzel l'mayla v'chetzel l'mata? V'tznan, but we learned in Masechtas Yuma b'negeya par hanasa b'fnim, that the kohen gadol brought in Yom Kippur, as we know he would do four matanis on the mizbeach haprimi as well as eight hazayis. And as the pasuk in Pashas Achrim tells us, v'lokach midam apar v'hizu be'etzbay al pnei kaperis kema v'lofnei kaperis yazir shavu pa'amim min adam be'etzbay. Rashi tells us v'kasal k'daitach, and at this point the Gemara's havmin is when the Mishnah tells us achas l'mayla v'shav l'mata achas b'chetzi oishel kaperis v'l'mayla, when an hazayis was done on the top half of the kaperis, which is of course the cover of the orin, and the other seven were done at any point from the bottom half of the kaperis and downward, and therefore we do see that there was matanis adam, the chetzel lemaila v'chetzel lemato. But the Gemara says, how can matzlev, that over there it's not talking about actually having the blood go on any part of the kapiris. The kohen sprayed the blood in a method called matzlev, and the Gemara will explain what this means in a moment. But the Maisa, we still don't find a case with his matanis adam, chetzel lemaila v'chetzel lemato. The Gemara now is, Maika matzlev, mechvi Rabbi Yehuda, kiminagdana. Rabbi Yehuda demonstrated this as the kohen gadol will perform this avodah, just like someone gives malchus habayim, and as Rashi states, kadam amaka malchus habayim b'tzua zulamata mizu b'samach. Each subsequent strike, he does a little bit lower than the next. Similarly, when the kohen sprayed the blood, he sprayed the blood further away from him, and then he continued spraying the blood closer and closer to him. And we know that the blood didn't even have to reach the kaparis at all, and it could land on the floor. And as Rashi continues, v'loisha kibin achas mechetzav l'mayla v'asham mechetzav l'mata. Rashi is bothered that the ma'isa we stated in the Mishnah achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata. And Zok Rashi v'hadutani achas chaluka me'asheva. And when we stated that one is different than the seven, that is only written in seated yodiktani as to how he would actually spray the blood and in which direction his hand was turned in mefarish hasam. And as the Gemara Masechta Yuma explains, k'shu mazel l'mayla mitzad yotad l'mata, that when he would spray upward, back of his hand was facing upward and his palm was facing downward. K'shu mazel l'mata mitzad yotad l'mala, when he sprayed shev l'mata, then the back of his hand was facing downward and the palm of his hand was facing upward. The Gemara now continues and tries to bring another raya that we do find a place where we find damim that's chetzel l'mayla v'chetzel l'mata. As we know, the kohen gadol will bring a parent sar in Yom Kippur, and the Torah tells us that he would mix the dam together and he would do full matanis on the karnes mizbeach. And then the pasuk states v'he's a love min adam be'etzpa yishev upamim v'tir v'kitcher mitumis bnei Yisrael, and he would then perform seven zrikais on the mizbeach apnimi. And the Mishnah Masechta Yuma teaches us he's al tari shom mizbeach shev upamim. They would do that zah on the mizbeach apnimi seven times. And the Mishnah teaches us that this was done on tira shom mizbeach. We continue on daf lamed ches amud beis. The Gemara wanted to find the word tira shom mizbeach. The Gemara explains, my love, a palgad mizbeach, kida amri inshi, tia tira, v'halvi palgad yaymer. When he do these seven azayis, he would aim for the halfway point on the mizbeach aprimi. As we know, people use the word tia to define midday, and since it's impossible for the kohen to get the dam exactly at the midpoint of the mizbeach, so it must be that some went l'maylo and some went l'mato, and we see that the Torah is not ma'akev if some of the blood would be l'maylo and some would be l'mato. However, the Gemara answers that your definition of tia is not correct, as when the Mishnah stated he would place it on Tir Shom Mizbeach is not referring to the middle of Mizbeach, but it's actually referring to the top of the Mizbeach. And Amrav Bashila Loi Agiluye Dechsev Uchetzel Meshmayim LaToyer, that's actually referring to the revealed part of Mizbeach. And as the Pasuk states, that the Shemayim was clear and there was nothing in the sky. And as Rashi explains, Al Gag Shom Mizbeach, that all seven Azois was done on the top of the Mizbeach, Shem Mitari Tchilu Mideshin Sha'olov and Megalas Gagoi, and they would cleanse it from all the ashes that were on top of the Mizbeach. This way to reveal the Gag of the Mizbeach, V'ashem Metayim Yafo Karlei Tirei D'chsiv, and this was done based on the fact that the Pasuk tells us V'hiz Elo Ben Adam Be'etzpay Shev Upamim V'tiharai. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, that how can you say that Lo Yimitzinu Dam V'shechetzin L'mayli V'chetzin L'mata V'ikish Shirayim, but by every Karmel Chatos we have a din that the Shirayim go on the bottom of Mizbeach and are poured on the Yusein Mizbeach, and therefore we see that part of Avodah Sadam by Karmel Chatos are done the kronos, which is l'mayla mechuta sikra, and the shirayim are poured on the bottom of mizbeach, and it's l'mayla mechuta sikra. And the Gemara answers that although we already learned previously that if there is shirayim, that there's a requirement that the shirayim should be poured onto the aside, number one, there's no requirement to actually have shirayim, even if there would be shirayim, and there's a requirement to actually pour that onto the aside. However, that would not be ma'akiv the carbon, therefore we still do not find a place. Domim, that's ma'akiv kapara, achetz l'mayla v'chetz l'mata. However, once again, the Gemara is for ikas shirayim aprimim the ikalamanda amma akvi, that lemaisid is the shirayim of the chatois aprimis. We know there's a manda amma and dafnun bezam and alav that hold that would be ma'akir kapara. Therefore, we do find damim shechetzel lemaila v'chetzel lemata. And as Rashi states, v'ikamatonis bekronis aprimi dahein lemaila v'ashirayim b'yisayim mizbeach achitza and dahein lemata. However, the Gemara answers b'chad mokum kamrinon, when we stated the klal lemitzinu damim shechetzel lemaila v'chetzel lemata, that is referring to when dam is placed on one mizbeach. So we don't find that some of the dam is placed l'mayla and some l'mato. However, when the gate of chatos aprimis, the four matonis that are done on top of the mizbeach on done on the mizbeach aprimi, and the shirayim that are spilled into the yisayim mizbeach was spilled into the yisayim mizbeach of the mizbeach achitzain, and therefore this doesn't go against this klal. Before we continue with the next gemara, let us point out that we already mentioned that the only time that something could become pigle is only when someone had kavana while doing an avodah that's required, and that would be ma'akev. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, since only one matana is ma'akev by all kavanos, two matanas are the only ones that are ma'akev by karban chatos, and fi Beis Hillel, only one matana would ever be ma'akev by any karban that's nasa b'chutz. And therefore, the only time the machshavas pigle would have an effect on a karban is only by those matanas and not by any of the other matanas. And we also know that the only way to have kapara is when you have zrikas adam. Therefore, the fi Beis Hillel, the actual kapara happens when the kohen did the first zrika. The fi Beis Shammai, the actual kapara occurs by all kabanis by the first zrika, by karban chatos by the second matana. And based on this hakdama, the Gemara states, Tani will enter the brisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov imer Beis Shammai imrim shtei matanis shebechatos va'achas shebechalas vachom matiris umefalgois. While Beis Hillel imrim, Beis Hillel hold that there's no chil between a chatos and all the other zvachim that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzayin, as achas shebechatos va'achas shebechalas vachom matiris umefalgois. Ayn Rashi who explains shtei matanis shebechatos matiris, that according to Beis Shammai, the two matanis of the chatos would be mater. Kolz man shlein niten shtayim lehutur emurim laktora v'leabos lachila. And similarly, mefaglis im nosen shteim machshavas pigal, aval achas b'shtika v'achas b'machshava loy pigal she'im mefaglim v'chatzim mater. Before we continue, let us keep in mind that it comes out that in one din Beis Shammai is more machmen than Beis Hillel, and regarding one din Beis Shammai is more mekel than Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is more machmen than Beis Hillel, but the geir din of achilas habasa and haktaras emurim, as the only way Beis Shammai would allow someone to be machter emurim or eat the bus of a chatos is only after he did at least two matanais, and according to Beis Hillel, even if he only did one matana, he would already be able to eat the basa of the chatas or bring the emurim out of his beach. However, certainly, as we just mentioned, it comes out that Beis Shammai is more mekel than Beis Hillel ben a geya pigol. As if he Beis Shammai, the only way that carbon could become pigol is only if he had machshavas pigol while performing two matanis adam, while if he Beis Hillel will already be pigol if he had machshavas pigol while doing one of the matanis. And therefore, the Gemara is Masler Rabbi Isha im Kain, that if this is true, listenei gabi kule Beis Shammai v'chumri Beis Hillel, that in Masechtas Idyos we have Mishnayos which tell us all the kules of Beis Shammai and the chumris of Beis Hillel, and lemaisa, as we just explained, that according to Beis Shammai there's a kula, as the korban chatos would not be considered pigol unless the kohen actually had kavanas pigol while performing the first two matanis of the dam. And of course Beis Hillel is more machber, l'fi Beis Hillel, if the kohen had machshavas pigol while performing the first matanis adam, then the korban would already be considered pigol. The Gemara answers Amalei Rava ki ishul latir ishul the havelu Beis Shammai l'chumra, that Rava explains that when they spoke about this din in the Beis Medrash, so the original subject matter came up when they were discussing a shayla as to when the emurim would be mutar laktara and when the basal would be mutar b'achila. Certainly in regard to that din, Beis Shammai is more machber than Beis Hillel. And then agav that din, we also spoke about the din of mefageles, as Rashi states she'omer hashel v'shol nos matana achas bechatas v'nishbech adam hutru emurim v'abasa iloy hutru, and on the Beis Shammai apostle, Beis Shammai is more machber, as since there was only one matan sadam, therefore the bas and emurim will never become kosher. Or amdu Beis Hillel v'chshirei to have a little Beis Shammai l'chumra, and we know gaminon, and it was a pearl yotzei from that din that we learned out that kimin de inam ateres levado, so inam mefageles. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yechon teaches us that according to Beis Hillel, that only one matan of dam is required by a korban chatos. Therefore, once the kohen already did the first matana, well, there's no requirement to perform the last three matanais, and therefore zok Rabbi Yechon shalosh matan on the last three matanis of a korban chatos in a boys belayla, that even though there's no requirement to bring them, but ultimately if you will actually do the matana, it cannot be done at night. However, since it's not a requirement for the person to have a kapara boys lachemisa, therefore although generally we know that we can't bring a korban chatos for someone that died, and as we know that there's chamish chatos hamesais and one of them is chatos shemesa balea, however since he already received the kapara based on his first matana, so even if the balem now die, he could still do the other three matanais. And finally, Rabbi Yechon teaches us a third in v'amayil ben b'chutz chayiv, that even though there's no requirement to do a matana with his dam, but the mice is still considered dam of a carbon. But if they would take the blood and bring it outside of the azara and do a matana, then if he did so b'mezid, he'd be chayiv kares. And Rashi explains the first din of Rabbi Yechon in boys b'laygla va'afal pisha in ma'akvays v'lav zrika geburhi miu dam nifsel b'shkiyas acham k'el kamon ve'in ma'ilim psulun l'gavim zbeach l'chadchila. Number two, Rabbi Yechon told us boys lachemisa im nosa matan rishayno misu balea kva kipa birishayno ve'in shem chatas gemura al adam oy li pasul mishum chatas shem misu balea. And even though Rashi previously stated this is still dam of a carbon and therefore it would be nifsel b'shkiyas achama. However, it doesn't have a shem of chatos. Therefore, the psul of chatos shemesu balel would not apply. And although we just saw that Rabbi Yechonon taught us three dinim regarding the three matones of a korban chatos that are not ma'akev, in regard to two dinim, so the blood still had dinim like the first matana. In regard to one din, the remaining blood had a din like shiari adam. However, a papa will now actually bring a list of 12 items. In regard to eight dinim, the dinim of the three matanais will still have a din like the first matana. And in regard to four dinim, the dinim of the shalosh matanais will be categorized as shiari adam. And as the Gemara states, Amar Papa, yesh mehen ketilasan v'yesh mehen kisayfan. In regard to some dinim, they will have the din like the initial matana and like the first matana that's ma'akev. In regard to other dinim, the dam that remains after the first matana will have a din like shiari adam. And Rav Papa first lists the eight dinim in which the shalosh matanais are similar to the first matana, and chutz v'layla zaris u'klisharis karen v'etzba kiyuvus v'shirayim ketchilasan. And we will explain these in a moment. And finally, Rav Papa continues and brings four dinim where the blood that remains after the first matana is considered like shirayim. And as Rav Papa states, misa loy shayiv loy mefaglov loy aylul gavoy kaseifan. Rashi goes through all the dinim of Rav Papa, and nine Rashi do a maskal chutz, and the first two dinim of Rav Papa are the same as two of the dinim of Beichon. And Rashi explains chutz hazayir kaisim bechutz chayiv shariru yislofnim b'teir zrika gemura, and number two va'asalitnim b'layla, and you can't do a zrika at night or to do a matana b'layla the nifsel melizrek v'azrika hi. Number three v'zor chayiv leim misa b'fnim, and even though there's no requirement to do these matanas, but if a zor does this matana inside the Beis Hamikdash, then it'll be chayiv misa. Number four, tunis klisharis, the blood has to be in a klisharis. Number five, matanas karen, that when you do the matana, it has to go onto the karen. And number six, v'etzba, it has to be done with the kohen's finger, and it's done as a matana and not by zrikas adam. Number seven, v'kibus, imnitas midam achatas ala beged la'achas shenosu matana achas ton kibus, even if the kohen already did a matana, then some of the blood splattered onto his clothing, then he has to wash his begodim, just like if it would have splattered prior to him doing the first matana. However, Rashi points out, as the Pasuk Nitzav says, and finally the eighth din is relevant to Shirayim, as Chata Shekibol Dama Ba'aba Koseis, that if a Kohen was Mekabel Adam in four separate Koseis, V'nosu Matana Achas Mikol Echad, and then he did one Matana from each of the Koseis, so even though the only Matana was Ma'akir was the first Matana, but Kula Nasu Shirayim Lishafel L'Yisayin, and therefore you have to pour all the remaining blood onto the Yisayin, and Afal Gibbon Koseis Shirayim Shlan Kamay Rishayim. And regarding the last four dinim, where Rav Papa taught us that the last three matanais are kaseifan, so Rashi continues Misa, which is the same din that Rabbi Yechonon brought, that boyis la'acha Misa ked amol el. And number two, lo shaya, that this blood would not be matted the basa shekvah huta, as it was ready huta by the first matana. And number three, v'le mefagla im natim Rishayim b'shtika v'ashol machshav v'le pigal v'kasha ketam masisin. And as we already learned in our Mishnah, and finally we know that the pasuk in Pasuk Tzav teaches us the chol chata sheshiyuv midom el oil moyel lechapa b'kodesh loy se ochel ba'ish tisarif, that there's a requirement that the dam of a korban chatos remain in the azara, and if the dam goes into the kodesh, then the dam becomes pasul. Rav Papa teaches us that this only pertains to the first matana. Once the kohen did his first matana, then this din would not be applicable to the rest of the dam, and even if it would go into the kodesh, remaining blood would not become pasul. And as Rashi states, v'loy agel legavei ein lem teres psul k'nisus p'nim im nasa matana achas b'chutz v'hichlus hashal lehichol loy nifsul mishum chatos shenichlus dam ofnim dechsil lechapa b'kodesh. And we will stop over here.